after an exhaustive, tense, and often dramatic day of deliberations, the UN Security Council is more divided than ever on how to disarm Iraq. The Council met Friday to hear the latest assessment by chief UN weapons inspectors on Iraq's level of cooperation, but the inspectors' report only deepened the dispute among the 15 nations on the Council. One side has those who think weapons inspections in Iraq should continue. On the other side are those who think it's time for military action. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us from New York. Vicky, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And was this report that was given to the Council expected to change votes for or against the resolution?
Realistically, no, because the antagonists on both sides have really dug in their heels over the last week. The Bush administration's made it very clear, most recently in that rare primetime news conference by the president this week, that it's convinced Iraq has failed to meet UN demands and it's time to do something about it. On the other side, you have France, Russia, and Germany, backed by China, who've thrown down the gauntlet, if you will. They say they will block any resolution that authorizes war. And everyone knew going into the Security Council chamber yesterday that the inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed Al-Baradei were very unlikely to paint a black or white picture of Iraq's performance, and that turned out to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Now, the British and French foreign ministers were calling each other Jack and Dominique, but there also seemed to be a kind of palpable heightened relationship between the two. Let me put it that way.
Yes, there were some interesting moments in the council chamber yesterday. Jack Straw, the British Foreign Secretary, took great exception to some of the things that were said by Dominique de Villepin, the French Foreign Minister, and he began directing his remarks to the French Foreign Minister personally, referring to him by his first name. It was Dominique this and Dominique that. The Security Council is a pretty stuffy environment, and you don't call people by their first names in a public session.
U.S. and Britain and Spain have amended their draft resolution in an attempt at a compromise. Is there a chance of that coming about?
The amendment gives Iraq until March 17th to come into full compliance, but the amendment at this point doesn't seem to have enough support to pass the council. The French and Russians say they're determined to block it. The French foreign minister called it an ultimatum that would simply lead to war. Mm-hmm. Germany is opposed, as is China, and even some of the countries that had been undecided in public on the resolution have indicated they might not vote for it. The resolution needs at least 9 votes. Right now, those votes don't seem to be there, and there also is the implied threat of a veto, although no one has actually used that word.
Mm-hmm. In the 30 seconds or so we have left, Vicky, President Bush said this week the U.S. is going to insist on a vote no matter what so that everyone on the Security Council is forced to take a stand. Do you have any feeling for when such a vote might occur?
John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., said last night that diplomats should be prepared to vote next week, perhaps as early as Tuesday.
Okay. Vicky, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Scott.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara speaking with us from New York. Mm-hmm.